Hi, welcome to the Career Refresh Podcast. I'm your host, Jill Griffin. I'm a former media and marketing executive turned career strategist and executive coach. I spent my career working my way up and through the ranks of global organizations and startups, and today I show others how to do the same. Join me each week as we discuss the strategies and actionable steps to leverage your strengths, increase your confidence, and develop your career well-being. Ready? Let's do it. Hey, I'm Jill Griffin, and this is the Career Refresh. All right, friends, gather around. Did you watch Succession series finale? Oh my God, I loved it so much. Okay, so I'm not going to give out any spoilers just in case you haven't watched it yet, but I am going to talk about the concept of being a pain sponge. I'm sorry, it just cracks me up so much. If you watch the series finale, you probably heard of this is like my new favorite expression. And I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but I'm just going to delight once again in their writing. There's actually two things that came out of that, the series finale. One was about face eggs, also known as eyes, that are blobs of jelly rolling around in your head called face eggs. Like, seriously, I die. Without context, it may not be as funny, but it's freaking hilarious. So definitely watch that and keep an eye on the Roy kid's mother. The other phrase was this concept of pain sponge, right? So I'm going to talk to you today about how to not be a pain sponge at work, because I'm going to guess that there are no cash and prizes at the end of the rainbow to do so. So a pain sponge soaks up the pain of others because they're most likely people pleasers. And in this episode, it was wholly about people pleasing, except they had a much more colorful way of explaining that. I'm not going to repeat that. So yeah, they're people pleasers. I'm sure some people are legit sympathetic, but the idea of always being the sponge for everyone's pain and, you know, buffering that, it's definitely self-serving after a while. And what drives someone to be a pain sponge and people please is definitely going to be different depending on what motivates them. And look, you may want to feel like an integral part of the organization or team. You may want to be invaluable to your CEO. You may want to be liked. You may think that being this pain sponge and taking the buffer of it all will get you external validation and maybe success that you're seeking. But understanding that it's people-pleasing. And while people-pleasing shows up in different ways and can be described in different ways, I like to think of it about putting other people's needs before yourself to the detriment of yourself. So it's this unhealthy focus on everybody else's needs before you address and before you deal with your own needs. And there are diminishing returns. In the episode, they were talking about doing it, obviously, to get advancement. Like, you would be the pain sponge because there would be some payout in the end. But in real life, that doesn't often happen. And people-pleasing, at the core, is self-abandonment. So somewhere in your life, you learned that there were rules and there were rewards. And if you follow the rules, you got the reward. And the conflict starts where somewhere along that journey, you did follow the rules, but because people are messy and maybe not paying attention, you didn't get the reward. So you worked a little harder. You showed off a little bit more. Maybe you grandstanded a little bit. You worked harder. And only after doing or pleasing others to an extraordinary amount did you now get the reward again. So the bar has been raised, and now you have your new cycle. That is what people-pleasing comes from. So it shows up in ways that, like, you may try to be proactive and anticipate each other's needs. Like, wow, that sounds really nice, right? But now you're reading their minds. So you're trying to say what you think they want to hear. You're trying to anticipate their reaction. And then you're trying to think about what you might say. Like, that's a lot of trying, friends. You might be overworking so that you get the credit, that you get the public acknowledgement. You might be jumping in to grab that extra work so you always look good to those around you. You may not be answering honestly. when you don't know the answer to something, because that may make you not look good. And you may also be trying to solve for utterly impossible variables. Like, you want to do enough, but not too much. You want to be strong, but not too strong. You want to definitely be outgoing and friendly, but not be overbearing. And you want to be firm, but you don't want to alienate others. So you start to leak and seep out your opinions little by little. It's like that slow morphine drip. And you're, you know, if you're not in a misalignment and you're doing all this to people please, you want people to like you. And the problem is that people please is we often want to solve a problem so that others feel that we're okay, or that we're good enough, or that we can be included. So people pleasing meets the pain sponge when someone has to learn now how to navigate and manipulate the system in which they're in to get what they want. And while it may look altruistic, it's pretty toxic. Because remember, like all sponges, they can only take on so much. And after a while, a sponge is overloaded, it's saturated. So what do? You squeeze it out. And you know what? God help you if you report to a pain sponge, because that is going to trickle downhill to you. So we want to be thinking about this idea that constantly taking on everybody else's problems, constantly raising your hand, constantly people-pleasing, taking on the complaints, doing all the things to be all things to all people at the detriment of yourself is going to have an impact on your own productivity and your own well-being. So often when we're in a new role or we've been recently promoted, we may also feel like we need to now earn the new wage or the title or prove ourselves within an organization. We may not see that we literally just dropped ourselves into a mindset trap. So I'm going to give you some tips to avoid both the people-pleasing and becoming the pain sponge. So first, you need to set clear boundaries, my friends, right? Clear boundaries and understand your non-negotiables. Understand what works for you. Making sure you're also clear around what is actually responsible, that you're responsible for, and your workload. What are you actually being given your raise? How are you being reviewed? That's your priority, not all the other stuff that comes onto your plate. It gets really hard sometimes in the day-to-day because things are moving fast. But at the end of the day, someone's going to look at what were you hired to do and then weigh that against. You need to stay clear on those boundaries, which kind of leads us to the next one, right? Which is, you know, making sure that you are practicing saying no and being proactive in communicating that workload, right? Sometimes I get it. It's really hard to say no, but when you're clear on your role, your strengths, and you're communicating your priorities, you're able to also say no, because it's like, okay, this is what I'm working on. Are we deprioritizing these things? Are these now no longer the priorities, so we can work on something else? It's that constant negotiation that you are responsible for doing. That is part of learning to say no. Next is prioritizing your tasks, knowing that your stuff has to come first, because guess what? There ain't no hero. You're the hero. There's no one who's going to come clean it up. So making sure that your stuff is completed before you actually, you know, volunteer or help out in another area, demonstrating dedication to your work is obviously really helpful within an organization. But again, you can't put yourself in a position where your stuff's not done and you're constantly being relied on by others to help them get their work, right? Because they win and then you're not winning. If you're in a position to be able to delegate, you want to use it wisely. So distributing your tasks among team members, empowering them to take ownership, and when people are often in opportunities to step up because they have room on their plate, or they step up because it is a good opportunity for them, they have an opportunity to show that they're capable. This can lead to their own advancement, but it doesn't mean that you have to shoulder the burden of everything. Making sure that you delegate and then helping those people reprioritize as needed is going to be really important. Next is self-sufficiency. This is one of the biggest things I see in executive presence and leadership, is making sure that you are creating a culture of self-sufficiency. And this is encouraging team members and the people that report to you to solve their own problems. They have to find their own solutions. Yes, this can be hard, right? This is where you need to coach them versus constantly tell them what to do, because you are going to get burned out. I see a lot of people every week in coaching, and if I was constantly telling everyone to do what to do, which would be consulting, not coaching, that would be exhausting. It's really a matter of helping people come to their own solution because they have good brains and they have skills and competency and expertise, and all of that will be put towards their own self-sufficiency. You need to empower them to take responsibility for their own tasks and challenges. Next, you want to collaborate selectively. Who collaborates with you? Who do you know would be in the trenches with you? Making sure that you're really thinking about the particular projects that you're involved in and whether or not this is an opportunity for collaboration that maybe you could also learn something from, that you could also get additional skills from. And you want to make sure you're in that mutual benefits when you're collaborating, right? That you're helping out, but you're getting exposure to something, or that in the future, you know that that person has a similar personality and they're going to do that back with you. Avoiding getting involved in unnecessary projects, it's not, especially those that do not contribute to your growth, is not going to help you reach your goals, hit your bonus, make your number, any of the above, right? So remember, it's obviously it's important as a team player to support your colleagues, but you need to make sure that you're prioritizing your own work and your own well-being before you're doing this for other people. And then that really, we mentioned the well-being part, is like, I want you to prioritize self-care, making sure you're taking yourself care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, setting time for breaks, exercise. What's the nutrition you need? What do you need to stay on your game? For me, as a traumatic brain injury survivor, like, I need sleep. That's the way that I'm going to be able to function. So making sure that you are prioritizing your self-care for whatever that means for you is going to really make sure that you don't take on this role of people-pleasing or the pain sponge. And then, you know, reflect and evaluate what worked, what didn't work, what would you do differently, making sure that you're spending as much time of figuring out what did work as what didn't work, because the natural bias in our brains is going to always look towards what didn't work. We want to reflect regularly on your behaviors, the assets you've brought, the expertise you brought, and making sure that you're not falling back on these people-pleasing, this needy action, this ability to be the sponge for others, right? You want to evaluate your workload. You want to make sure that you're having a healthy balance. And where needed, you want to talk to your executive leadership about what's on your plate. And then lastly, seeking support and guidance, right? If you struggle with being a people pleaser or the pain sponge, consider finding the support of a mentor, a former colleague, I wouldn't necessarily do it in the office, or a coach like me. So that brings me to, who are you getting your support from? I would love to be your coach. If you are looking for help in executive leadership and to stop some of the BS behaviors that get in the way of our careers, definitely reach out to me. I'll put my information in the show notes and let's see what's possible for you. As always, I love to hear what you think and how you are seeing people pleasing and your thoughts on being a pain sponge. So you can always send me an email at hello@JillGriffinCoaching. All right, friends, have an amazing week, and here's to possibility. Hey, thanks for listening to the Career Refresh Podcast. If you're enjoying this and you want more information, go to my website, jillgriffincoaching.com. There you can find information on how to work with me one-on-one or my group programs, or even bring me into your workplace. I'll put the link to my website in the show notes. But hey, listen, before you go, do me a favor. Rate and review this podcast because it definitely helps me get the word out to people everywhere so that they can also thrive in the workplace. All right, friends, I appreciate you. I'll see you soon.